Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We've got a really specific source today. Something you sent in, actually. It's fascinating.
It really is. A perfect little case study, almost.
Yeah, it's a piece of promotional material, an advert, basically, for something called Love Vashikaran, and it's aimed squarely at people in Edmonton.
Very specific.
So our mission today, let's unpack this. We're treating this text, this ad copy, like an artifact. We want to distill what it claims, the methods it mentions, the goals, really get inside what's being offered to someone in Alberta.
And what jumps out immediately, I think, is how it connects this pretty heavy spiritual concept, Vashikaran, directly to very modern, practical relationship goals.
Right. The text straight up promises a way to control and attract love. That's a bold opening.
It really sets the stage. Huge expectation from the get-go.
That idea of control, it's powerful. But maybe we should pause for a sec before we get too deep into the ad itself. What is Vashikaran? Just foundationally, because that word carries a lot of weight.
That's a really good point. Basically, Vashikaran comes out of Vedic and Hindu traditions. It's generally understood as a set of, well, powerful spiritual practices.
Practice.
Like using mantras, rituals, specific remedies, all aimed at attracting someone or influencing them. And critically, sometimes it implies subjugating them, bringing them under your will.
Subjugating. Wow.
Yeah. The word itself can roughly translate to subduing or bringing under control. So it's not, you know, light stuff historically.
Okay. So that context is crucial because the source material is taking that potentially heavy tradition and offering it up for modern romance problems.
Exactly. It's claiming access to these, let's call them spiritual influence techniques for personal gain in your love life right now in Edmonton.
Let's look at the main offer then. Love Vashikaran in Edmonton Assistance. Who is this for? The source seems to cast a wide net.
It does. It cleverly covers both ends. It's framed to help if you're, quote, dealing with heartbreak. So, crisis mode.
The emergency fix.
Right. But also if you're looking for a deeper love. So, aspiration, enhancement. It hits both pain points and desires.
Makes sense from a marketing perspective. Covers more ground.
Definitely. Whether you're hurting or just wanting more, they position this as the solution. And the language, it's all about empowerment. It says these techniques let you take charge of your romantic future right now.
Take charge. That's interesting. Blending this ancient spiritual practice with modern self-help language.
It's a potent mix, isn't it? It suggests certainty, predictability in something like love, which is usually anything but.
And they back this up by talking about the methods. They don't just say magic, they use specific terms.
Right. They throw around phrases like powerful rituals, tried and true Vashikaran techniques. This implies reliability, like it's tested, it works.
And Vedic remedies, too. That really leans into the ancient authority angle.
Precisely. It suggests deep historical roots and therefore effectiveness. So that's the promise laid out. Ancient power for modern love troubles, guaranteed to work.
Okay, so that covers the what and the why. Let's get into the how. If you, the listener, are thinking about this, what are they actually doing? This is where the source lists a few different components, and it gets pretty interesting.
Yeah, it's not just one thing. It's presented as a kind of toolkit, a multi-pronged approach.
What's in the toolkit then?
Well, they list a few key things. First, spiritual bonding methods. Sounds like rituals focused on creating some kind of connection, maybe on an energetic level.
Like a spiritual connection. Makes sense.
Then love mantras. That's more straightforward, right? Specific chants or prayers designed to manifest the desired romantic outcome. Classic spiritual tool.
Right. But then there's this other one, emotional influence. Now that sounds a bit less ancient ritual, maybe more modern.
That's a great observation. It does stand out, doesn't it? It feels less like a traditional Vedic practice and maybe more aligned with, I don't know, psychological suggestion or maybe relationship coaching tactics.
So is the source blending these worlds, the ancient spiritual with these sort of modern psychological?
It absolutely seems to be. And that's probably deliberate, very savvy marketing, including emotional influence, covers more bases.
How so?
Well, for a potential client, it might feel more grounded. Maybe you're not just relying on chanting into the void, you know? There's also this element of subtly shifting the actual dynamics in the relationship, maybe through advice on how to act or energy work aimed at emotions.
Huh. Clever. It appeals to someone who fully believes in the ritualistic power and someone who wants to feel like they're playing an active role, understanding the emotional side too.
Exactly. It's like getting a spiritual counselor and a bit of a relationship coach rolled into one package.
And wrapping it all up are the Vedic remedies. That term sort of gives everything, even the emotional influence, a stamp of ancient authenticity.
Precisely. It anchors the whole service in tradition. So when the source says the help comes through, spiritual bonding methods, emotional influence, and love mantras, it's offering this synthesized toolkit. Ancient meets modern, spiritual meets psychological.
So stepping back, what you're really being sold is a structured system, a way to tackle the messiness of love with a defined set of tools, promising certainty and control.
It's a very appealing package, especially you'd think for people struggling with how unpredictable relationships can feel today. They're selling a path, a method, not just a wish.
Now let's shift gears slightly to the logistics.
Yeah.
The localization. We mentioned it's Love Vaishakaran in Edmonton. That's not accidental.
No, that geographic tag is key. It screams, this powerful, maybe exotic service, it's available right here for you in your city. Builds instant relevance, maybe trust.
But how do you access it? If you're in Edmonton and intrigued, the source is very clear about the next steps.
Yes, they provide the pathways.
First, there's the website. The full link listed is https.astrologyrakshakana.com/love-akarn in Edmonton. That's the main portal, presumably.
The digital storefront.
Then for more direct contact, they list an email. mestrakshakana2999@gmail.com.
Okay, standard practice.
And finally, the phone number. +1-647-229-2199. So, website, email, phone. Those are the doors the source offers.
But that phone number, that raises a really interesting point, doesn't it, about how these services operate now?
What do you mean?
Well, the service is marketed hyperlocally to Edmonton in Edmonton, but the 647 area code, that's Toronto, specifically the Greater Toronto Area, the GTA.
Ah, right. So the contact point isn't actually in Edmonton.
It appears not, or at least the primary phone contact is based far away in the GTA.
So why the intense Edmonton branding? Is that misleading?
Maybe not misleading, but it definitely highlights how these things work today, especially spiritual or consulting services. Physical proximity isn't always necessary anymore.
You mean they could be based anywhere?
Exactly. The practitioner, the astrologer, whoever Master Akshakana is, might be based in Toronto or even travel. They might centralize their call handling or admin in a major hub like the GTA.
But focus their marketing digitally on specific cities like Edmonton where they see demand.
Precisely. It's a modern business model. You target niche markets geographically online, build trust with that local branding, but the actual service delivery might be remote or centralized elsewhere.
So the in Edmonton is more about reaching the audience than physical presence.
It seems likely. It's digital localization. A Toronto number doesn't necessarily undermine the service's claims about, you know, Vedic remedies. It just clarifies the operational structure. Remote service, local targeting.
Okay. Let's try to wrap this up. To summarize our deep dive today,
yeah,
we've taken this one advert, this artifact, and pulled it apart.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen its goals, fixing heartbreak on one hand, finding deeper love on the other.
Right, the dual appeal.
We've looked at its methods, this really interesting blend of traditional spiritual elements like mantras and rituals, alongside modern-sounding emotional influence, all under the umbrella of Vedic remedies.
That synthesis is key.
And we've examined the logistics.
Mm-hmm.
The strong Edmonton focus in the marketing, right, contrasted with the Toronto-based contact number, highlighting that modern, possibly remote delivery model.
Yeah, the geography puzzle.
So we've distilled the core components of what's being offered here.
And this whole analysis, it leaves us with a thought, doesn't it? Something for you, the listener, to chew on.
Go on.
When a service like this promises to use these tried and true ancient techniques to help you take charge of love, what does that really mean?
Mm.
Are you actually gaining control like the modern self-help language implies? Or are you, in a way, submitting yourself to a spiritual process, hoping it influences things? The source seems to conflate the two, that spiritual intervention is a form of personal control.
Is that blend even possible? Or is there a tension there?
Exactly. How does that promise of personal agency sit alongside relying on potentially esoteric spiritual forces? That's the provocative question, I think. Something about the limits, maybe, of empowerment when you step into these spiritual realms.
A really interesting point to consider. Okay, that brings us to the end of this deep dive. We hope breaking down this specific source helps you think about how these ancient practices get packaged, marketed, and delivered today.
Especially in such a localized way.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining us. Until next time, keep digging deeper.